Hey family, how are you doing today? I have somebody with me today. Say hey.
Hey.
That's my mom. Yesterday I came to the conclusion that it's time to introduce ourselves to the greater works. I've thought about this a lot. I've got no answer whatsoever, but I prayed about it and I got an answer. This is a disclaimer, just so you know. I'm not going to do the greater works. I'm going to introduce you to the greater one. And this is how we're going to do it. We're going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in the room. And I know for a fact that there's going to be at least 2, 3, maybe 4,000 people. If you share this, we can have 50, 60,000 people, a larger crowd than Jesus ever drew at the same time, not during the same time in space, but during the same time of a moment where we can experience the greater works of Jesus Christ. And it comes through us and to us by us inviting Him in. The Bible says that if two or more gather together in His name, He comes and jumps in the middle of that group. He comes and dances with us. He comes and speaks to us. He comes and changes and transforms our life. Now, this is my disclaimer. When Jesus comes in the room, don't run. Don't freak out. Don't trip out. I might get emotional. My mother might get emotional. You might get emotional. That means that the lover of your soul has just entered the room. So on the count of three, I'm going to ask you, and she's going to do it with me. We're going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. If you don't know He's alive, you ask Him with me, and He's going to step in the room with you. And whenever He comes in there, I don't know your problem, but He does. So you open your mouth and you tell Him whatever it is, because He might be there for 2 seconds, He might be there for 2 minutes. You open your mouth, you say, Jesus, this is what I need. So we're going to say, Jesus, come in the room on the count of three. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus, come into the room. And we're going to wait, family, just a second. I can feel His presence already. Wow. Lord Jesus, this is my family, and I call them family. You know why? Because they're your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, and your sons. Whatever they need right now, if they open their mouth, Jesus, give it to them. This is the greater works, that you step into the room, that you heal the sick, you raise the dead, you cast out devils, and there is nothing impossible to you and me and them because we believe. So Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my room. Mom, can you feel His presence right now? Say that again.
Yes, I feel His presence. Yes.
Lord Jesus, we love You. And I'm going to praise Him right now. Y'all just talk to Him what you need. Because this is not a fake reality TV show. This is the real deal. So hallelujah, Jesus. I'm grateful for You coming into this room right now. I'm grateful that there's no limitation or boundary to who You are. That the greater works was that You would go to the Father so that we could experience You all over the world. Jesus, thank You that You would come now and increase Your presence. Holy Spirit, increase more. More, Holy Spirit. Y'all just ask Him for more. Ask Him for more right now. More. Come in more. Come in more. Come in more, Jesus. More. Wow, family, I can feel this. There's this room. I can feel a breeze and the doors are closed. I can feel a breeze right now in my room. I can feel the air getting heavier. Thank You, Jesus. He inhabits the praises of His people. Thank You, Jesus. My eyes are closed and it's getting brighter in my room. The sun's coming out for you and for me. And not the sun in this world, but the Son of God. More, Jesus. More, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, You're in rooms all across the world right now. You're preparing our hearts and our minds for the greater works. To be those that entertain strangers, that they would be angels of God. That we would see miracles, signs, and wonders everywhere that we go. That where our foot would touch, we would take ownership of it. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, I bless You, Lord. My soul blesses You. And I hear the Lord saying this. He says, why are you so downcast, oh my children? Lift up your soul. Say, oh my soul, rejoice in the Lord. Oh my soul, Rejoice in the Lord. He's saying, I know you've been hurt, family, by church members, by people who say that they know me and they don't know me. When you get to my heavenly throne, you will not find those people here, he says. Those people were liars. Those people were blasphemers in secret and whoremongers in secret. And they lied to you in open. I hear the Lord say, repent, O you liars. Repent, O you secret sinners. And openly confess before the world that I am who I said I am. Wow. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Family, he just touched my back. Wow. I hope he's touching your back right now. That he heals you from any disease that you might have. I know he's got the power. Don't be like someone in his hometown who did not see very many miracles because they did not believe. Be someone who steps up boldly, like the lady who tore through the crowd to get her healing. You don't need to touch his cloak anymore. Touch the voice that he has spoken in your heart. And I'm going to be quiet. Jesus, speak to your family. You speak to them, Lord. As they relax and let their eyes be set upon you, Jesus is setting a crown on your head. Jesus, the living Son of God. Oh, I hear the Lord say, I hear Him say that I'm going to bring a select few into my heavenlies. I'm going to bring you into the places above the heavenly realms, into the throne rooms of heaven. I'm going to show you the sea of family and the cloud of witnesses. I'm going to show this to you, says the Lord. Oh, some people don't even have an option. Some people's choices are going to be taken from them, and they're going to be taken into heaven. If it takes you three times because fear shows up, He's going to keep coming back. This is the Lord of glory. This is the Lord of your soul, the lover of your soul. Oh, pariyanto ro sombori diria sakun baye. Embra kasungumbu yakahe tie bun. Kalo galabusun kahete tie. Embra sakunda la besungumbu yabukitie. Ebure le resikiato hule yaheti. Embra yasakae ahumbu. I set down the fire upon your heads. I set down the fire upon your hearts. I set down my foot upon my enemies, and they shall be made my footstool. Will you step out from underneath my feet and into my heart, says the Lord? Will you step into the hole in my side, says the Lord? Will you come into the secret place where I can show you my glory, that my goodness would pass before you, says the Lord? And he, the one who is true and just, shall take away your iniquities. He shall destroy your enemies. He shall heal you of your infirmities, and he shall make you whole. He shall make you a living stone of beauty. And you shall declare out of your mouth the praises of the Lord. And he shall declare out of his mouth the praises of you. You shall hear psalms of deliverance over your life at night. The chains shall come through the lions that roar in this world. Will you be my lion, says the Lord? Will you be my lion, says the Lord? Oh, wow. Oh, wow, is what I say to you, God. Hallelujah. I celebrate the Lord God. That's what it means. Hallelujah. I celebrate the Lord God. Celebrate with me. because I'm going to take this word into my today, into my tomorrow, and I will sing hallelujah whether I'm around someone or by myself. Will you be my family and celebrate with me? Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are setting crowns upon the heads of your people. Now, my people, will you lay your crowns before the Lord? Will you set your eyes steadfast upon the Lord of glory? Will you look into the eyes of fire? Will you look deep into his eyes so that he can show you the books that have written about you? So he can show you the manifestation of his glory through you and to you and by you, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come and take control of who you are and take your free will and make it a God will. Because God will provide. God will deliver. God will save. The will of God, that his kingdom would manifest here on this earth as it is in heaven. So Lord, I give you this day your glory, because you give us this day our daily bread. In Jesus' name, Father. Family, I got to get off of here, but before my whole body gets covered in the anointing and I can't feel my body because I love him so much and because the wine is so good. So I've got to get off of here. You share this far, you share this wide, and you change the world by the click of a button. What greater thing can you do than make one click and change the lives of thousands? Will you be part of the greater works? I will, and I believe you will too. My face is numb, family. I gotta go. In Jesus' name, I love you. And you are the blessing of this world. You are the light of this world. You are a precious stone in the holiest temple of the Lord that is not on this earth. It is in heaven, and your name is written upon the heart of God. And he's got jewelry waiting for you. But don't be in a rush to get it, because here on this earth is the only place you can heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. No one needs that in heaven. So be that on the earth. I love you. You are my family. I love you, and Jesus loves you more than I do. Amen and amen, family. Amen. And P.S., there's only two genders. Love you. Bye.